Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Welcome, Arizona homeowners. It is the 10 o'clock hour. This is hour number three of our weekly radio broadcast. We call it our open home hour. Open to all topics relating to your home, castle, or cabin if you'd like to join the conversation. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions can be sent to 411-923, and you can email info@rosieonthehouse.com if you need to snap a picture and shoot it,
that
describing
helps
your project a little bit,
that
or if
helps
you're trying
so
to find a specific product, whatever the case may be. If a picture's worth a thousand words, you can snap
man
it and email it to info@rosieonthehouse.com. Last hour, Rosie and Sal were talking windows, and Sal actually mentioned something at the end of the program after we got off air.
Just as he was walking out the door, he says, "Oh, Rosie, we forgot one thing." I said, "What is it, Sal?" He says, "You've got to reach out to Arizona and find me some salespeople and some window installers." So if you are one of the out-of-work people or you're looking to upgrade your current position, you can contact Sal Sicato at Dunright Window. Phone number 602-456-2227, or you can find him at azwindowreplacement.com. He needs window installers, and he needs salespeople. And that is one thing that I'm seeing nationally from everyone, is they're using this huge furloughed workforce experiment as a way to upgrade their talent.
Scale up.
Scale up. I know one contractor, actually in New York City, and he said, "Rosie, they've closed everything down. I knew all the best employees of all my competitor. I called them the day they got furloughed and said, 'You're going on my payroll. You sit at home. You now work for me. I'll call you as soon as we got something to do.'" So he replaced, like, I don't know how many he replaced, but he upgraded his talent pool overnight, instantly.
And there's a possibility he doesn't need to replace any of them if his competitors, in fact, went out of business as things pick back up. You know, less companies to do the work means more work into his business.
Oh.
And an opportunity for more startups to happen.
Well, and unfortunately, the bad side to some of this stuff is I did get a big notice from the Arizona Register of Contractors just Thursday of this week. They have shut down a company by the name of Precision Remodeling. Okay, it's public information.
You don't often mention names, it's public.
It's public information.
But if they're shut down, it doesn't matter.
And he has apparently left 42 homeowners between Green Valley and Sun City West with undone jobs.
Ooh.
And the first seven homeowners that got in to file a complaint have a combined sum of claims of over $90,000. I will say this. The man, he's named here, the man did show up at the summary suspension license hearing, and he affirmed all the allegations were legitimate.
Wow.
So he showed up and took the fall.
He manned up.
But he manned up. But I'm just throwing this out there. If you're waiting for a project to be completed by Precision Remodeling and Design, and really he was in Phoenix, Sun City, Tucson, Green Valley, Marana. No place
it sounds
he
like
was.
He was either working his way into Mexico, taking the money and run, or working his way to Vegas, taking the money and run, depending on which...
You
which
know,
side he started from.
You know, I just don't know. But if Precision Remodeling and Designs is currently working at your house, you need to contact the Register of Contractors. Get on their website immediately. Ring them Monday morning and get in line to hopefully participate in some amount of recovery from the recovery fund. That's just one more reason in Arizona we have it a little bit better than any place else. The Registrar of Contractors has that recovery fund to cover some homeowners against contractors, licensed, bonded, insured contractors that go out of business.
We do have it better than anywhere else, which has always puzzled me when you see things like, Elon Musk trying to go build a colony on Mars. You really think life's going to be better on Mars?
I don't know, Romy, but I'm so happy that's his vision. I was so happy to have another topic drop into the news cycle.
I don't think I can handle taking on space home ownership on this program as well as Earth home ownership.
to see something non-COVID related enter the news cycle was like the most inspiring. It was like a breath of fresh air.
I did feel bad for those astronauts, though.
They got furloughed.
Can you imagine?
But just 3 days.
Getting strapped on that rocket, on your back. Nah, the weather's not going to let us do it today.
I bet if those astronauts had the choice, they'd push launch.
Oh, yes. No, I couldn't. Don't unstrap me. Let's just go.
Do you know SpaceX was just started in 2002 with 12 employees? And it was started in an old empty warehouse in a strip mall in Southern California. And now they have 7,000 employees.
Wow.
In Washington, Texas, and Florida.
See, we at the beginning of this hour, we talked about channeling water 336 miles across Arizona. What do you think water delivery to Mars is going to be?
I'd like that contract.
And our guest in the second half of that hour, we didn't get to it on air, but at the beginning of the fall season, we had a campaign that Water Use It Wisely put on. It's a new website, Water Plant It Wisely.
Oh, that's right. I remember.
Yeah. And you can go there and get instructions on a little photo contest they're running, Be the Saguaro, the icon of, thriving in the desert, and find instructions. And if you win the contest, you get a $500 consulting consultation with Arizona's plant lady, the woman that was on with us this morning. Noelle Johnson. Yeah. Noelle Johnson. So you can go to Water Planet Wisely and get more information about that. If that's something, a landscape redesign.
Be a saguaro photo contest.
Yeah. You go stand by a saguaro and, like, I guess, hold your arms like
I did my best, and everybody said, Rosie, that's a teapot.
With thorns.
I had one arm down and one arm up.
Maybe.
And I don't think I'm going to be a winner.
Hey, you never know. But that would be if you're looking for a landscape redesigner, looking to go water use, that'd be a great way. Winning that gets you started in a good design direction. Waterplantitwisely.com. And you had mentioned the office this week that an old CAP director a number of years ago said that like 90% of the water that was channeled out of the basin.
At 90% of the water harvested in the entire upper basin. Now, that goes from Lake Powell to the Canadian border.
I don't think it quite goes that far.
It's pretty close.
I think Green River peaks in Wyoming doesn't quite get it to Montana.
Okay. So the whole upper basin, that 90% of the water harvested in the entire upper basin is used to water grass.
And that stat is probably true. I don't know if it's true to today, but it's not the grass that we think of in our lawns necessarily. There's no way there's that many lawns and business centers and parks to do that. I think that has got to include the grass, alfalfa, and Bermuda that's grown for feedlots, dairy cows, and I need to find the article. I'm pretty sure I got it in my water stack at home, but they're working on a new technology for alfalfa in California that if it's successful, it can solve their water crisis for 20 years, the billions of gallons of water that can be redirected to other use from this new growing technique. And
human ingenuity.
It's amazing to see all the different techniques and water-saving devices and recycling water. We don't think about it, but all water is recycled. It ends up in the ocean, evaporates the atmosphere, comes back rain or snow, melts down into our rivers and reservoirs. Well, how many times we can recycle it as people Palo Verde nuclear power plant, the only nuclear power plant not built on a lake or a body of water in the entire world, right here in Arizona, is water source, is everything flushed down Phoenix metro area's sewer systems. Not every single one, but I know Phoenix, Scottsdale, Mesa, Goodyear are four for sure. Not all municipalities go to that, but it all gets treated, and all the water that's used to generate the electricity to make that sound was flushed down a drain before.
No fishing in Palo Verde nuclear power plant water reservoir.
You know, the water that goes into the reactive chamber, they say if you drank it, it would dehydrate you. It is so purified.
Interesting.
You can't even drink it.
Oh, man.
It's water treatment of a different kind.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have to treat it.
Absolutely.
I love the water topic. You kind of got me on it a couple years ago.
It's intriguing.
I think I probably annoy you coming back to it more.
I love the water topic. I really do. We've got Ma'am being featured here in the next segment.
Our number one article was usually always related to home improvement, but for this week when we looked at the stats, you know, we do have a lot of articles posted on there with a lot of our other affiliates and charities and nonprofit. And the number one article at Rosie on the House this week was giving back and how to give back. And we've got military assisted mission, ma'am. How's it go? M-A-M?
Yeah. Military assisted mission.
And we'll have one of our partners on military assisted mission talking about the updates they have. And we're going to talk with the new local regional director of Arizona's military assisted mission.